Medical Appeal. https://thecountytimes.co.ke/wp-contents/uploads/2024/06/voice-of-dahabu-gunga-mother-to-janelle-marsai.mp3. When Dahabu Gunga gave birth to a bouncing baby girl 2.5 years ago, she was joyous as she expected to nurture a girl with a promising future. Little did she expect that the arrival of Janelle Marsai to her life would lead to an endless nightmare, one that she has to be in and out of hospital for more than 1 year now, depleting all her financial resources and those of her parents. At her tender age, Janelle has already undergone 2 delicate surgeries and 6 sessions of chemotherapy to treat a cancerous brain tumor at the Kenyatta National Hospital, Nairobi, treatments that have cost her mother more than ₦3 million, most of it met through a bank loan. As if that is not enough agony, oncologists at the Premier National Hospital have referred her to an Indian cancer treatment facility since the prescribed treatment cannot be found anywhere in Kenya or even the entire continent of Africa. Ms. Gunga, a junior nurse at the Kilifi County Referral Hospital, urgently requires ₦10 million to take her daughter to the Apollo Cancer Center in India to undergo proton beam radiotherapy with concurrent chemotherapy, money she says she does not have and is seeking help from well-wishers. Ms. Dahabu Gunga supports her 2.5-year-old daughter Janelle Marsai to walk at their residence in Kibirani, Kilifi County. Dahabu Gunga says she has exhausted all financial resources and is now reeling in a ₦3 million debt after Janelle underwent 2 brain surgeries at the Kenyatta Hospital, from where she has been referred to take her to the Apollo Cancer Center. Speaking to journalists in Kilifi town on Wednesday, Ms. Gunga said Janelle suffers from a high-risk large cell anaplastic variant medulloblastoma and needs to undergo proton beam radiotherapy with concurrent chemotherapy, procedures that are not available in Africa. Janelle has already undergone 2 surgeries, craniotomy, at the Kenyatta National Hospital where she also underwent 6 cycles of chemotherapy and doctors opine that she should be subjected to the proton beam radiation therapy within 1 month after the 2nd surgery that was done on May 9, 2024. She was required to have commenced treatment at the Indian Cancer Center by May 8, 2024, but she has only raised ₦1 million out of the ₦10 million required, of which the specialist hospital requires an 80% deposit before treatment is started. Ms. Gunga says she has exhausted all family resources and her health insurance limit, and that she had to take a bank loan for her child's treatment, which has cost her, her family and friends more than ₦3 million. As a Kilifi County government employee, I am insured with Britam where I have a limit of ₦2 million, but the company only paid ₦400,000 saying the disease my child is suffering from is chronic, she said. She said she had sought help from various organizations, including her employer through the deputy governor, but she was still waiting for a response. Apollo Cancer Center has quoted US$69,900, about ₦9.2 million, 80% of which must be paid before commencement of treatment. The quotation is valid for only 1 month from May 21, 2024. She also has to meet her own travel costs. She appeals to well-wishers to come to her aid, since the child's father's side was not cooperative with her and that she has been left to meet the medical costs with her family and friends. Ms. Gunga can be contacted through cell phone number +254 070 133 3729. She has also opened a paybill number 400,200, account number 847,019, account named Dahabu Gunga.